God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Have you ever been in over your head? Peter certainly knew what that was like. You may recall that he stepped out of a boat that was sitting on a sea full of water, took a few steps perhaps, and then promptly was in the water over his head. Of course, he was answering the call of the Lord Jesus, who had that water under his feet, who had that nature under his control, who spoke the worlds into existence and controls it even now. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22, the Bible says, "And hath," that is, God hath, "put all things under his," that is, Christ's, "feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church." You know, just like Peter, sometimes I find myself in over my head. I have problems, I have challenges, I have questions that are beyond me, that are over me, that overwhelm me, that flood me. But nothing ever takes the Lord Jesus by surprise, and nothing ever exceeds the power of heaven. And I'm comforted this morning to remember that the things that are over my head are under Christ's feet. And that's true of you as well. The things that are over your head are under Christ's feet. You know, that truth is a part of what forms the truth of God's grace. Verse 19 says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us ward, who believe according to the working of His mighty power." That's not a bad definition of grace. His power to us. God's power to us ward. The things that are over my head are under Christ's feet. Everything you need today is found in Christ. Last time I read through Ephesians, circled each time I found the preposition, the little word "in," or there are a couple times where you find the preposition "by," or I think even "of" or "from." And you know, it's almost 15 times when that is used in reference to the Lord Jesus, just in the first chapter of Ephesians. For instance, we're told in verse 6 that we are accepted by God, how? In the Beloved One, in Jesus Christ. No one is accepted by God except they be in Christ. They come to Christ. The Bible says we're chosen in Him. The Bible says we occupy a heavenly position in Christ. The Bible tells us that grace comes to us from the Lord Jesus Christ. So everything you need today is found in Christ. And everything you have today worth having is from Christ. We are His. We are His church. Verse 23 says, "Which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all." I don't know what you face today, but God does, Christ can, and He waits simply for you to ask and obey.